Welcome to the Compassion Fatigue Couch, where I offer quick tips, tricks, and tidbits for managing compassion fatigue in the animal welfare, animal rights, and animal caregiving fields. Plus, some longer bonus episodes featuring in-depth interviews with mental health and industry experts. I'm your host, Jen Blau, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and former shelter worker and animal control officer. I've taken my experience in the trenches combined with my expertise in psychology to help busy animal advocates like you with all things compassion fatigue, burnout, secondary traumatic stress, and overall mental health. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss a single episode. And for more compassion fatigue resources, visit CompassionFatigueCouch.com. Now on to the show. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in today. So today I'm going to talk about something a lot of us struggle with, a lot of us have a hard time with, and that's change, right? So you're struggling with compassion fatigue and you know you need to do something about it, but the question is, are you ready? So today on the Compassion Fatigue Couch, we're going to explore what we call in the mental health field, the stages of change model. Now, because you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you have at least, you know, to some degree, a curiosity about compassion fatigue. Chances are maybe you're actually struggling with it. However, struggling with a problem and actually doing something about the problem are two different things. So, for example, how many of you have struggled to stop smoking in the past but were unable to quit? Well, you probably didn't just wake up one day and quit. The process was probably a lot more complex than that. So maybe you quit and then started up again, and then quit and started up again. You finally quit when you were ready to quit. So I'll give you another example. I had one too many cookies today, or 10. Do I know that I'm struggling with daytime snacking? Yep. Do I realize it's not so healthy? Yeah. Do I want to change my behavior? Yeah. Is this change difficult? Dear God, yes. Am I ready to quit? Well, if I'm honest, probably not yet. So as humans, when we face difficult decisions, whether it's trying to address our overeating or recognizing our own compassion fatigue and then making that decision to take some intentional steps towards recovery, we go through a process. And this process is known as the stages of change model, and it focuses on 5 or 6 stages. So the first stage is called pre-contemplation. This is the stage where we don't even realize we have compassion fatigue. It's not even on our radar. Or if we do, it's something that other people struggle with. Or if you're struggling, you're really not aware that's a serious problem, right? There's a bit of unawareness or even downright denial happening at this stage. So you may say to yourself, well, all animal care workers have compassion fatigue. That's just the way it is. Or it's not my problem, it's everybody else, right? Or maybe you've tried to address it in the past, but you felt you were unsuccessful, so you've pretty much just given up and have really no intention of trying to change it anytime soon. Now again, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're still with me, chances are you've probably moved beyond that pre-contemplation stage. So you're probably in at least the second stage, and that's contemplation. So here, there's an awareness of the problem, but you're still a bit resistant, you're still a bit hesitant. Maybe you're undecided on whether you really want to put in the effort to change, even though maybe you can see the reasons why you should. For example, so you know if you addressed your compassion fatigue, you'd feel better mentally, you'd feel better physically. And if you felt better, maybe your job would be more enjoyable, or you would have more energy to put forth to things like family or friends or hobbies that you used to enjoy. But there's still a little bit of sense of ambivalence. So you might enjoy listening to this podcast, but maybe you're not yet ready to implement the strategies. And that's okay, you're in the contemplation stage. The third stage is called preparation. Once you get into this stage, you've decided you are going to make a change. You're going to make a commitment towards managing compassion fatigue and building resilience. And you even know what steps that you need to take. You might even start taking baby steps towards your goal. So, for example, you might pick out a few tidbits from this podcast and test them out. You've made a commitment to building resiliency, and you've got an action plan. So once you've moved into the fourth stage, the action stage, you're now taking more significant steps towards your goal. So maybe you've started to see a therapist, or you've developed a consistent self-care routine. While this can be an exciting stage because we're starting to see change, it's also the point where you need to be the most committed, the most vigilant, so you don't slip back into old patterns. Now you might think that that's the final step. However, remember I said that real significant change, it's not that easy. It's pretty complex. So the fifth stage is what we call the maintenance stage. This is where you've been taking your action steps, such as seeing a therapist, engaging in self-care. These steps have now become routine. They've become a non-negotiable part of your life, just like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. It's just what you do. Now, this doesn't mean that compassion fatigue doesn't rear its ugly head from time to time. That's normal in this type of work. But what it does mean is that you've got a handle on it. You recognize that as long as you work with animals, you're vulnerable. But you know what your warning signs are. You know what you need to do if you start to feel bad. And you've developed a management strategy that's now been in place for a significant amount of time. Now, at the beginning of the show, you may have heard me say that there are 5 or 6 stages. So some people kind of end right there at the fifth stage. They've made a change, they maintain that change, but other people can sometimes go to the sixth stage, and that's relapse. Now, that can happen at any point during the 5 previous stages. And relapse, just like the name implies, means you start to revert back to previous behaviors. Now, and this is important, okay? So if you've been working through the stages and you start to struggle with compassion fatigue again, it does not mean that you've relapsed. Again, compassion fatigue is just a part of animal welfare, animal rights, animal caregiving. It's just kind of inherent in that work. But what relapse means in this sense is that you start to kind of revert back to those unhealthy coping skills that you used previously. So this could mean, for example, that you started to use drugs and alcohol again, you started smoking again, maybe you stopped going to therapy and kind of gone back to stuffing everything down. Basically, you stopped engaging in that self-care routine, that compassion fatigue management plan that you had. And at what stage you re-enter, of course, is going to look different for everyone. And again, relapse is not inevitable, but it is possible. And there's nothing to be ashamed of if you relapse and have to re-enter that stages of change model. Just be aware that it is a possibility. Now, I want you to remember that whatever stage you're in, it's not the wrong stage. It's just part of being human. It's just part of that complex process we go through when we need to make a significant change. And keep in mind, as humans, we generally don't like change. Well, this is all well and good, Jen, you might be saying, but how do I make progress through these changes? Well, here are some of my top tips. So first of all, you can't force yourself to progress through the stages of change. You can't force anyone to progress through the stages. But here are some top tips, things that you can start with, okay? So start by listing the pros and cons of building resiliency or managing compassion fatigue. List the pros and cons of not building resiliency, of not managing your compassion fatigue. Try to identify any positive outcomes that might arise from making this change. Start to think about any barriers or obstacles to achieving these goals and work on problem solving. Ask others for support. Find an accountability buddy. Focus on making small baby steps and develop an action plan. And once you've got momentum going with those baby steps, commit to that action plan and stick with it until it becomes just as automatic as brushing your teeth. All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Compassion Fatigue Couch. I'll see you next week. This podcast is not meant to provide medical advice or substitute for psychological care. Please consult with a mental health professional if you feel that you may be suffering from depression, anxiety, or PTSD. If you are feeling suicidal, go to your nearest emergency room or contact 911.